Welcome to That's a Thing, a sometimes belated, already outdated guide to your teens, tweens, and everything under 20. I'm Karen.
I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm John. I'm horribly unprepared.
And this is a very special episode of That's a Thing, a proud member of the Alberta Podcast Network powered by ATB. So usually Elizabeth does the intro and writes a script, and we will return to our usual format next time. But since it's summer, I thought we'd bring Elizabeth's brother into the mix for a bit of a roundtable on memes. Thank you for joining us, John. First, I think a lot of the people in our audience are people who are my age instead of your age. So can one of you explain what is a meme?
Oof. Oof is also a meme, but we won't be talking about it, so sorry for your confusion. A meme originally was something with a very set format. You had a picture, and you had words on it, and that's your meme. And that's probably what some of the younger members of our fan base, who are still older than me, 16-year-olds, would see a meme as. But meme has kind of slowly morphed into any joke made repeatedly and remixed on the internet. Do you think that's fair, John?
Yeah, I think that's about accurate.
Where do memes come from?
Reddit. A lot of them come from Reddit that John and I see.
I think there are four main sources of memes. There's Twitter, there's Tumblr, there's Reddit, and then there's 4chan.
If I have heard of a meme, does that mean it's dead?
Yes!
So this episode is inspired by Jason from the Young Gaffers, which is a fellow member of the Alberta Podcast Network powered by ATB. And I will get to his question in a minute. But first, this seems like a good time to say nice things about our sponsor, ATB. This episode of That's a Thing is brought to you by ATB Financial, founding sponsor of the Alberta Podcast Network. One of the things that ATB is really passionate about is transformation. And they're talking about a kind of transformation that is a lot more sophisticated than any of the messing around with memes that we're talking about in this episode. The institution is really on a mission to transform banking. And the point of that mission is to make it work for people. They're doing that through their customer obsession and by innovating at the forefront of robotics, artificial intelligence, blockchain, and all kinds of future-focused things. You can find out about all the amazing things that ATB has got his fingers into at atbalphabeta.com. Okay, back to memes. So here is what Jason from the Young Gaffers tweeted at us. I have totally lost the plot on memes lately. I'd love an episode on surreal slash dank slash deep fried memes like Markiplier E, Hey Beater, Despacito 2, Slaps Roof of Car, etc. Are these supposed to be funny? Am I old?
I don't think I'm allowed to answer that question.
We'll leave that hardest question for the last one. First of all, before we dig into those, what is a deep fried meme? Is it different from like a dank meme?
Or is this the same thing? John? Because I didn't think it was, but apparently John has experience with this phrase.
Deep fried memes is when you take a meme and you distort it to a pretty severe. You really distort it.
You distort it. Okay.
A lot.
Okay.
And this is an actual term people use.
Yes.
Okay. I kind of stopped paying attention to the meme terminology after dank and spicy, so.
Okay, hang on. What is dank and spicy?
John, as our meme linguist, please indulge us.
I don't know. I don't really know about spicy. I think it just means good. Like, this is a quality meme.
Okay.
Dank memes are, I think, refers to the memes that are currently relevant.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like there's a subreddit for dank memes and it only allows contemporary memes.
Okay. So a dank meme is like a contemporary meme. A deep fried meme is one is a dank meme that's been distorted to the point where only people who are really in the know can even get it.
Not really people in the know. It's just a thing. I don't know why they deep fry it.
Like, deep fried is when it gets to the point where it's not even a joke anymore. It's just an image that's been shifted from the original to that point. Basically, remix culture is weird, I think, is the thesis.
Okay.
All right, stop the episode. We're done.
No, because now we have to go one by one and help Jason understand. So, Markiplier E, describe this meme.
Markiplier E.
Yes. And we will be adding images of each of these memes in the show notes. Yes. They will all be tasteful and family friendly.
In 2015, an image was posted on Twitter showing popular YouTube Markiplier's face.
Popular YouTuber Markiplier. He does video game videos. He has millions of subs.
Okay.
Markiplier's face photoshopped onto Lord Farquaad, the villain from Shrek.
Shrek. Yeah.
Okay. So we have Markiplier's face photoshopped onto Farquaad's face. Okay.
Yes.
And
then on Tumblr, a deep fried
February. Yeah.
A deep fried version of that image with a caption E.
Like just a capital E.
Yep. Yeah. In the meme font of really bold and white text Impact. On the image. Yeah.
It's called Impactless, you uncultured swine.
I don't make the memes, I only read them.
Okay, font nerd. It's in Impact, yes. And it's on top of the Farquaad Markiplier face.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's been visually distorted. You'll see pictures in the show notes of this.
Okay.
And we'll see this.
Another variant aired on Reddit showing the Markiplier Farquaad head photoshopped onto Mark Zuckerberg's body.
Okay.
Still with the caption E, of course.
Okay.
And it's still the same head, the same distortion, except now it's also on Mark Zuckerberg on top of all those things.
Okay, there's a lot of mixing and remixing here.
Yeah.
What does this mean?
So it basically started as a Markiplier fan base meme. Through sheer weirdness, more than entertainment value, it made its way kind of into a more mainstream meme channel. And so you end up with this thing that was really supposed to be just a niche dumb thing that became a mainstream dumb thing in the meme community. So E isn't funny, and I don't think it was ever funny. This is just my opinion. It also has some sequel memes that John's looking at right now that didn't get nearly as big. And they're basically just put Markiplier's face somewhere funny and put a letter underneath.
Probably the second biggest example would be the picture of Markiplier's face photoshopped onto Mr. Incredible from The Incredibles with the letter M.
Okay. But what are people trying to convey when they use it?
E.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Just E.
There is it, like, is it a conversation stopper? Is it something that you say, like, is it a mic drop?
No, you just say E.
It's one of those things. I think people post it sometimes in comment sections when they don't have an opinion. There are a couple of things people will say in comment sections. One of them would be oof, which is the death noise that Roblox characters make. It's a website game. Yeah. But when your character dies, it goes oof. John can do a better oof, I think. Right into the mic.
Oof!
Yeah. And so sometimes people will post oof in the comments when something like mildly bad happens. It's one of those things where you just put it down and it doesn't really mean anything. But the joke is that it exists and you know about it and the other people also know about it, so.
Okay, and oof makes sense to me. Is E sort of says,
No, it says E.
No, it just says E. Like, it's just E. You're looking for depth in somewhere there isn't any. There's no depth to memes. There is never any depth to memes. I think that's fair.
I disagree.
I agree with you.
John agrees with me.
Okay, but I...
The only depth here is the depth fried.
That's a good line.
No, it's not.
But Okay, well, we'll see. This one, I'm prepared to accept your statement that this means nothing, but I don't understand. Is it over or is it still used?
I think it is fairly over. A lot of the ones we talk about today will be because we got the message a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And because it takes a long time for memes to circulate outside of their little incubation bubbles.
Mm-hmm.
E is pretty over now. It's been over for a while. Basically, E is over. But I don't think any of you guys would want to use it anyway because it's not funny. That makes sense.
The search interest, like the number of searches it got on Google, peaked in May 27th.
It peaked on May 27th of this year?
Yeah.
Okay, so in normal time, that's not that long ago.
In internet time, that's eons. Basically, the searches peaked in late May. And they've steadily declined since then with a couple of spikes.
Well,
never anywhere near the popularity.
At May 30th, if it was almost down to where it was very close to the beginning of the meme.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like I understand as much as I'm ever going to understand about E. All right. Are we ready for meme number two?
Sure.
Okay. Hey, beater. This is spelled B-E-T-E-R.
And the B is in a specific emoji font. It's not text. It's an emoji.
The B button emoji is what it's called.
B button emoji. Okay, so it's not in impact. It's not in the same font as the rest of the letters. It's the B button emoji.
Yes.
Okay. What is this meme? Besides that, what does this meme look like?
God, this meme is dumb.
This has been around since 2016.
Oh, it's very old. Okay.
Yes, very old.
Okay. And does it always have a picture of Peter from The Family Guy?
The Family Guy? It does not have any picture of Peter in the original, does it, John? It's a different character.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, because when I saw it, it had him.
Okay. Well, the one that's... we're looking at Know Your Meme pages right now because... God, we're garbage, and also it's actually a fairly decent resource.
Yeah.
Honestly, our podcast is like 90% reading Know Your Meme because other people don't want to. But the picture at the top, which is usually the originator meme or a good example, is a different character from Family Guy, and God, I don't know what his name is because I don't...
Joe Swanson.
It's Joe from Family Guy.
Okay. You know, Joe from Family Guy.
He's the one in the wheelchair.
If you've ever seen Family Guy, which you shouldn't because it's garbage.
Okay, John, no opinions, just facts. Like, Family Guy is not a good show. But, facts over feelings.
Okay, describe this meme.
E.
Well, I can tell you the origin.
Okay, tell me the origin. Tell me the origin.
On July 19th, 2016, a YouTube user posted a heavily distorted video of Peter Griffin walking... Well, distorted audio of Joe Swanson, saying, "Hey, Peter," repeated over and over again. I watched the video. I think it's actually referencing a creepypasta.
Oh, really?
Suicide Mouse.
Oh, okay. That makes sense to me. That's not going to make sense to our audience, so I'll cut this. But, like, yeah, that makes
sense. No, explain it, okay, and then it'll make it sense to them.
Okay.
That's you.
Presuming you've listened to our creepypasta episode, which is our first one, you kind of know what a creepypasta is. We didn't cover this one, though, so I'll tell you a bit about it. Suicide Mouse is a story. It's called a lost episode. Creepypasta, which just means it's a piece of media that... the writer claims was created by the original creators, but hidden away because it's supernatural or disturbing or something. And it comes with a YouTube video. So it's about, and the video is Mickey Mouse, and he's just walking down the street, and it's just looping animation, but the background and audio and video just slowly get more and more distorted.
And there's screaming and distorted piano music.
And it's mildly creepy, and
it sounds extremely creepy.
It's a Mickey Mouse cartoon, but with Halloween noises.
That makes it worse.
Halloween. It's literally like Halloween stock noises, but okay, to each their own. It makes sense to me that this would be a reference to Suicide Mouse, but Family Guy.
It's a very meme-y fashion. This is complete utter memery.
Okay.
Yeah. Utter memery. That will be our merch if we ever get to the point where we have merch.
Okay. So when does somebody use Hey Beater?
Well, that's the origin. There's still more.
Okay. So it originated as a clip from Family Guy that kind of called back to a creepypasta featuring Suicide Mouse.
Yeah.
Okay. Then what?
Then four panel comics started popping up. The first one was Hey Peter, with a picture of Joe Swanson beside it.
Right.
And then underneath was Hey Peter.
Or Better.
Because no, it's Peter.
Yes, that's the pronunciation. But the joke is, it's Hey Better, because in the first picture he's in a wheelchair, and in the second he's walking.
But the Hey Peter one is and has emojis placed over it.
So it is that B button emoji that we discussed earlier.
But also has like laughing, crying emoji.
Yeah,
and the
it's a poorly edited image, basically.
That's the joke. It's not a joke.
Sort of an ableist joke.
Awkward laughter because she's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then this is most frequent example. I will read out this comic to you. Hey, Peter. Yes, Elmo from Sesame Street. Belle Hoomstiv. Holy crap. Follow for a free iPhone 5.
It doesn't make any sense. At all.
Indeed.
Like, at all.
That's the joke. Yeah.
So it's just the surreality of it. Mm-hmm. That is the joke.
It has gone down majorly.
Like, super significantly since its latest.
Latest peak. It peaked in 2017.
Initially, but it came back recently, which is
why. It came back in...
its latest spike would be...
June 17th to June 23rd of this year.
Okay,
and
so Jason...
it's just gone down very... It's dead. The meme is dead.
Okay, but when Jason asked us this question, it was actually kind of coming back a bit. A little bit.
This one kind of comes back every couple of months and is equally unfunny every time.
All right.
Can we get to some quality stuff, please?
Give us the good stuff.
Is Despacito 2 quality?
I think it's more quality than the last two.
Okay. So explain to me or describe Despacito 2.
Okay. Despacito was like the song of the summer in 2017. It's by really popular Latino. It's all dudes. So like Latino, Latinx. God, I don't know how language works anymore. These are huge. Like, as somebody who's done a Spanish class, which pretends to teach you about the culture by getting you to read Wikipedia articles on people you're never going to listen to the music of, like, they're very, very popular.
Yes.
And Justin Bieber was featured on the American version, which is why anybody else cares about it, because that's how the music industry works.
Would you say it's like...
But it's all Spanish language, except for the Justin Bieber bit.
Would you say that it's on par with the popularity of Gangnam Style?
I don't think it's quite as... popular, but it did make more sense to play on the radio than Gangnam Style.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. Yeah. I feel like that makes sense.
Okay, so that's Despacito.
Yeah.
Then?
On December 12th, 2017, a picture popped up parodying a news report which said, "Breaking news! Despacito 2 confirmed by NASA. Despacito will receive a sequel, states former administrator of NASA."
Okay.
Yeah. So this prompts a ton of various news report and like similar format memes with different people discussing the release and the confirmation and the deconfirmation and the impact of this apocryphal Despacito 2. And they're all like absolutely ludicrous and delightful.
What makes them delightful?
Well, I think, first off, it's a lot more aesthetically pleasing than the last two memes we looked at. Like, it has a pleasing template, which I like.
Although, there is still deep frying.
Yeah. But basically, like, it's news format is very nice, and it allows for a lot of extra joke text, which I always like. I always like memes where if you read them carefully, you'll get another joke.
Right.
That isn't
Stalin releases Despacito 17. I have returned to bring this gift, states the
guy. I don't know. That one has a weird spelling.
So usually this looks like a breaking news bulletin with a chyron underneath and a kind of like a subhead that's explaining more about it.
Yeah, has like the headline and everything. Right. Yeah.
And when it's deep fried, then it gets even sillier and even less realistic looking.
Yeah.
All right.
John is looking at another page right now.
Surprise meme.
There are two big Despacito memes, actually. So John's going to tell us a bit about the other one.
The second meme is, this is so sad, Alexa, play Despacito. Which refers to, it's a mock conversation between a user and their Amazon Alexa, which is, I don't know how you
describe it. A smart speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a completely different interpretation of Despacito 2, and it's like a transcript of a conversation between somebody and their smart speaker.
Yeah.
Disappeared after Despacito 2.
Okay.
It's a post Despacito 2 meme, which is probably capitalizing off Despacito being a meme, but has nothing to do with the sequel.
Okay. And so what's the joke in this one?
I'm not sure.
I could take a stab at what I think the joke is here.
Okay.
You murderer.
I think the joke is the contrast between the phrase, this is so sad, and the song Despacito. It's like if you're watching a movie and somebody gets killed and then they immediately play mariachi music afterwards, like really happy like fiddles and stuff. Like, it's like that kind of situation. Despacito is not mariachi music, but it's like, it has a very cheerful tone. But the way I see it, it's like somebody's standing there and they look at something, like they're watching a video on YouTube, and it's like a puppy that can't use its back legs or something. They're like, this is so sad. And then a pause. And then, Alexa, play Despacito. It's like two different thoughts. That's the way I see it.
Okay.
Where it's like the disingenuousness of the first statement and then the like disconnect between the two. But I might not be correct in my meme interpretation. That's like just how I read it.
Yeah.
Actually, unlike the other memes we've talked about so far, this one has a precursor.
Oh.
This is so sad.
The format is a crappy sad story.
Right. Like,
girl, how much do you love me?
Boy, 1...
OMG, you're so mean, I hate you. Girls commit suicide.
Boy visits girl's grave. Million.
Like if you cried!
This is so sad. Can we hit 50 likes?
Okay, so the precursor to this version of Despacito is just unbelievably maudlin sentimentality that tries to get people.
Yeah, it's again that dissonance of putting something upsetting and then something like cheerful or now let's do this
right
afterwards.
Okay, so this either of these Despacito memes, are they still used?
This is so sad, Alexa, play Despacito has become another one of those comment memes.
Mm.
Where people will just comment it, like, I see it on live streams a lot. I'm watching a YouTube live stream, and somebody mentions something upsetting, and everybody's like, this is so sad, Alexa, play Despacito, in the comments of that stream.
Okay.
So that's kind of where it's living on at this point, rather than images.
What does the Know Your Meme popularity meter say about this one?
This is very recent compared to...
Yeah. A huge peak from June 10th to...
like, late June.
Yeah, like, June...
basically, from June 10th all the way through the month.
To July 7th. And then it went down a bit, but still relevant.
Okay, is this the... This Is So Sad, or is this Despacito 2 is happening?
This Is So Sad, Alexa, play Despacito. Okay. That's what we're looking
at. What about the popularity of the Despacito 2 anticipated one?
The stats we're giving are for Google search, so they aren't going to completely reflect what's being posted. They're just going to reflect people looking it up, which is kind of accurate.
Yeah.
Despacito 2 follows a similar pattern, but it has gone down a lot more than This Is So Sad.
Okay. Do you think this either of these is funny?
Yes. Yes. I do. I find these very entertaining. John, do you?
Uh-huh. I think I prefer Despacito 2.
So do I.
Because there's more, like, variety you can do with the format.
It feels like there's cleverness that is, like, the joke is in the cleverness of the whatever people rewrite the words for, as opposed to the other two seemed to be, like, the joke is that...
exists. Yeah, the joke is that the
it's thing like exists. It's like the difference between a prop comic and like a clever observational comic. Do you know what I'm talking about when I say that?
Yes.
No.
It's like the difference between like a funny guy like Stephen Wright and a goofy guy like Carrot Top. Stephen Wrong. No, Carrot Top. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, he's garbage.
Yeah, that's that to me is what...
I hope I didn't alienate all the Carrot Top fans who are listening to our podcast.
What if Carrot Top listens? Now he's going to have like a... he's going to have to play Despacito.
Can I just point out, this doesn't have to go in, but John's only prejudiced against Carrot Top because he watched The Nostalgia Critic, and The Nostalgia Critic disapproved of Carrot Top.
And now I disapprove of The Nostalgia Critic.
And John has no other reason to dislike Carrot Top, regardless of how correct he is. It's just, like, he's just absorbed this opinion, and that's what the internet does to people.
Okay. I just realized that most of... your listener base doesn't know who The Nostalgia Critic is.
That's probably correct, but that's another episode. All right. Slaps roof of car.
Ooh.
Describe this meme.
Kay. I love this one way more than I should.
All right. So, slaps roof of car shows a car salesman with a potential buyer with a car, or with the phrase, car salesman. Slaps roof of car.
This is an asterisk to indicate that it's a motion.
Yeah. Right.
This bad boy can fit so much effing spaghetti in it.
Okay, that's the first one. And it's like a sort of like a low rent comic style, right? Like it's like a fake advertisement, right? It's kind of like Charles Atlas comics. Do you guys remember those? Do you know what I'm talking about? It's like, it's drawn, right? It's not a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And because I love this meme so much, I will read you various examples.
Okay, you will read us two examples. This one is really great for its the degree of remixing it can go through.
Mm-hmm.
Because the meme makers constantly change various aspects. Like, the caption always changes, of course. But sometimes the image will change too. So the car salesman will be talking about a tank, or the car salesman will be a politician, right?
Or be talking about spaghetti. This bad boy can fit so much car in it. Or slaps roof of car. Car. Ow!
So this one is still funny.
Christopher Columbus slaps new continent. This bad boy can fit so much free real estate in it.
So, some political commentary as well.
Yes.
So, is this meme still cool?
People have stopped making them. Like, it's fallen off a lot. I think it would be against your interests to make one right now. However, I am in favor of reading them. If you want to take the time, it's very pleasant and wholesome to read this meme. Anyway, this peaked in like really early August, late July.
That's been, like basically now. It's like August 7th when we're recording this.
Meme lifespans.
Okay, but meme lifespans can't be like measured in hours. Like it's happening right now.
No. It's not happening right now.
Oh, because the Google search means it's like mums looking it up, not people like you.
Yeah.
Okay. Still, I feel like it's certainly the freshest one we've talked about today so far.
The bestest one.
Okay. All right. So those are the ones that Jason asked about. Are there any other memes of this ilk that we should discuss?
Yes. There are two more recent ones that John and I want to discuss just because people might be seeing them now. The bigger one is Lost, but we're just going to quickly cover the repost fish because I love it. This is a really Reddit exclusive, Reddit based meme. But I just love the degree of creativity that's gone into this one. Okay. So, John, do you want to tell people about repost fish?
What does it look like?
So, it's a SpongeBob meme, which means it uses images from SpongeBob.
So, it's actually a extension of another SpongeBob meme. What did you do to my drink?
Okay.
Which is a line that a fish says in an episode of SpongeBob. The context is the fish asks SpongeBob for a few ice cubes in his drink. SpongeBob puts in one ice cube. He hands the fish the drink. He starts laughing. The fish goes and starts freaking out and says, "What did you do to my drink?" And SpongeBob says, "You said to put in a few ice cubes. I only put in one." This is from pure memory.
Wow.
Mom just laughed at a SpongeBob joke.
I love SpongeBob.
How many episodes of SpongeBob have you seen?
So many.
She's a mother, John. She's
so many.
Seen more than we probably have.
Yeah, well, more than you were conscious of watching. Anyway. Okay, so that is the context. And then how did that give birth to Repost Fish?
So Repost Fish started with this. Okay, so Reddit has a system called upvotes, which is like their liking system where you press the up arrow or the down arrow, and that determines whether the post gets to the popular pages, right? So it was posted onto, I think, MeIRL first, but I'm not sure. That's just the Reddit board. It doesn't matter. And the caption is, "When you see a repost, but it's in magnificent quality and resolution." And that's referring to a repost being when somebody posts a meme that's already been posted, and usually it's lower quality.
And the magnificent quality and resolution refers to the fact that the image has been made lovely.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically they take this image and they make it, they alter it. And so what the meme became was people showing off their dedication to this meme by turning it into various other "when you see a repost, but it's." So one of the ones I saw was "when you see a repost, but it's created in Minecraft, and it's made using entirely Minecraft blocks, and it looks exactly like the image, and it's just this incredible mosaic." And there are tons in different ways. Like, "when a repost sees you," there's this one I'm showing Mom, and it's a 3D animation of the image that turns because the fish is facing sideways. So it turns, it's animated, and it makes eye contact with the person. So this is one of the most creative, skill-utilizing memes I've seen in a long time.
You see a repost, but it's the wrong fish.
And it's a different fish doing the same. So people have to, like, go through their SpongeBob histories.
That this is very new. There's not enough search data to show trend.
However, also it might not have search data because it originated on Reddit and everybody who was invested in it saw it on Reddit. Or like I see Reddit posts through a Twitter bot that filters the best Reddit posts.
Right.
It's the purest form of looking at Reddit.
It's like diluted Reddit, basically. Right.
It's when you want to look at Reddit, but you don't want to be on Reddit.
Also, Reddit has a horrible interface, in my opinion. So
I don't like it.
I saw this meme from the beginning and all of its best variations just through this Twitter bot. And so it was so located within this these two communities that I'm not surprised if it didn't get a ton of search traction just because moms wouldn't see it. Because why would they?
Well, but might it filter into mom world?
I think it would be more difficult for this too than others because it's focused on the repost aspect.
So it's kind of, it only
we have like 20 listeners. We can get this mainstream culture.
It only makes sense in
the context of knowing where Reddit, a repost
yeah, is. Yeah, in Reddit world, yeah.
I think if you alter it a bit, I think it could get there.
Yeah.
But I also don't think that's going to happen because the meme's too old. Like, it's like a week old, so.
All right, is there anything else we should know about repost fish?
I think we covered everything. I will post some of my favorite repost fishies in the show notes.
Okay.
And now we're going to discuss Lost. So Lost is a very old meme that recently made a resurgence over the summer. It comes from this webcomic, the somewhat infamous video game webcomic called Control-Alt-Delete.
Which refers to how you access Task Manager in Windows or whatever.
It's a computer joke, yeah. Basically. There was a plot arc in the comic where the main character's girlfriend gets pregnant and then has a miscarriage. And so Lost is this comic where first the main character is running and he bursts open the hospital door. He talks to the lady at the receptionist desk. He talks to the doctor. And then he's standing by his girlfriend who's crying on a hospital bed. It's very sad and upsetting. And the reason that people found it amusing enough to make it into a meme is because it's a total tone shift from the comic. So, again, it's that tone dissonance, but the other way around. Mm-hmm. So it's like Despacito playing and then somebody getting shot in the head.
Right.
And Despacito suddenly stops playing, right? That's the situation going on here in the context of the comic. So a lot of people were shocked and some were amused by that. Like, what? Who says you have the right to deal with the serious subject when you're making these dumb jokes in all the other comics, right? And so it shaped its way into a meme where you duplicate the structure of Lost. And this slowly deep-fried itself more and more to the point where anything with four panels with the characters standing up in the same alignment as Lost can be seen as an image of Lost. And okay. So the meme shaped from Lost to Is This Lost? Where you look at the image and try to figure out if it's a meme of Lost.
Any four-man comic.
Yeah.
A four-man comic? What the?
Any four-panel.
Any four-panel comic, yeah.
Okay.
Any four-panel image, basically, people might check to see if it's Lost. So, John, can you find the line version of This Is Lost for me to examine? This is the most minimalist version of Lost. So you'll have one, these are just straight lines in a four-panel comic. There's nothing going on in the background. So you'll have one comic where it's just one line. The second will have one tall line, one slightly shorter line. This represents the main character and the receptionist. In the bottom left panel, you will have two lines which are equally tall. This is the main character speaking to the doctor. And in the last panel, you will have one character, one line that is vertical and one horizontal to show the main character and the girlfriend. And so it's just replicating the bare basic structure of the image.
So if you get this joke, you are demonstrating like an extreme level of meme literacy.
Yes.
Yes.
And it's almost a game where you try to make Lost as obscure and abstract as possible in your image. So when this was hitting its peak, probably in the middle of last month, people would comment like, I had to check for Lost because there were four panels, or are those milk bottles in the background Lost or something, like just asking if that's what they meant to do.
This is probably my favorite. It's made with sheet music.
Yes.
So we have OneNote, one note and a...
It's a quarter note, then a quarter note and a half note.
Which is on a bar low, like a... How are the spacing?
Like lower on the staff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then a quarter note and a half note on the same line in the staff.
And then a quarter note and another quarter note, but it's two spaces lower.
Right. That is clever. And I guess that is loss. The original comic and making fun of that comic is years old, though, right?
Oh, yeah, it's ancient, because the comic's ancient.
So why did this resurge now?
Well, I think the resurgence is the joy in trying to figure out if it's Lost more than the original comic. Like, you need to know the structure of Lost to play Is This Lost, but you don't need to know Lost, I guess, is the thing.
Right.
Like, you could see that four lines image and then see that structure keep appearing and go, oh, this is a thing and this thing is called Lost and now I can look for it, right? So I think it's almost like Lost for a new generation in that the structure remains the same, but it no longer holds that context. It's no longer parodying the original thing because the original thing is so far gone. Like, I knew about Lost before I knew about the comic that is Lost.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
So,
does anybody know what the originator of the comic feels about this constant remixing of his artistic expression of a horrible experience?
I mean, this man has been lambasted for his comic for the entire time he's been making this comic.
It's a very good comic.
You have never read the comic and have only picked that up from general internet osmosis.
I've read Lost.
So I feel like I don't know if this would have a particular impact on him or not at this point, because everything he's done basically has been mocked on the internet, which sounds dark and makes the internet seem like a bad place, which it is, but like, that's the way I see it.
All right, final question: is Jason old?
He seems fairly internet savvy compared to you.
Yes, because he's quite a bit younger than me.
Okay. So we're doing some subtraction here. I don't think he's old. I think you need to be a certain sort of person to be amused by something like E. I think it's easier to be amused by Slaps Roof of Car. Like, you got it pretty quickly, but I do think, like, I explained this to you one-on-one earlier because I wanted you to laugh at the Slaps Roof of Car memes. I feel like some of them take a little bit of explaining if you don't just come up in it, but I also think the reason a lot of memes are funny is the immense amount of context you need to find them funny. Like, I didn't get E or Hey Beater, right? Because I didn't find those amusing enough to figure out the context. I find Loss entertaining because I have enough context to know what Loss is. And if somebody just looked at the musical notes without the full context of Loss behind it, they'd be confused.
Or the context of music notation.
So it almost takes the patience or the presence to get the meme to the point where you find it entertaining.
It's certainly a smarter meme than Hey Beater.
Yes.
Yeah. And we tend to like smarter things.
Yes.
Yes. So there you go, Jason. That was our best attempt at answering your questions.
Thank you, Jason. You have a very nice beard. I would like to rub it.
Jonathan, we're cutting that out so
If you don't have a beard, you should grow one so I can compliment it.
He does have a beard. I hate that you got that right.
Anyway, if old people want to better understand memes, where should they look? Should they look on Know Your Meme?
No, they should listen to our podcast.
Okay, but we're not going to talk about this all the time.
I think the best source for getting decent quality memes just by themselves, like the way you're going to get something like a repost fish, is to go to r/meIRL. That's my favorite meme page.
That's a subreddit.
But it's very meme focused rather than like Reddit. garbage. Like, I don't know what anything else on Reddit is. That's what I do on Reddit. Mm-hmm. So you're just gonna get your memes there. And then if you are curious about a meme, I'd say probably Know Your Meme is gonna be your best source. Know Your Meme is definitely better than Urban Dictionary. That's what I'd say. Always go to Know Your Meme before you go to Urban Dictionary.
No, just don't go to Urban Dictionary.
Sometimes Urban Dictionary is necessary. Usually, Know Your Meme is going to be your better resource for understanding.
All right, children, thank you for helping me. Many thanks to Jason for sending in this question. His podcast, The Young Gaffers, is a fellow member of the Alberta Podcast Network, powered by ATB. It is an irreverent look at the beautiful game, aka soccer, and is deeply entertaining, even if you are not super into football. Also, Jason's co-host, Adam, has a propensity for puns, which I enjoy a great deal. Maybe puns as opposed to memes are a little bit more my speed. Anyway, you can find The Young Gaffers and more than 40 other delightful shows at albertapodcastnetwork.com. We will link to these memes and other related things in the show notes, which you will find at thatsathing.transistor.fm. You can subscribe to our show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and wherever else pods are caught. We are on Twitter at That's a Thing Yeg, that's Y-E-G, and you can always email us a question or a comment or a meme to interpret at thatsathingyeg@gmail.com. Our next episode is going to be all about TanaCon and the politics of YouTube, so watch for that. Is that it?
I think that's everything.
I don't have any social media, and I'm not giving you my email address, so you can't contact me.
I'm actually browsing memes right now, so you can tell I've lost interest.
Okay. Thank you, children.
Lost interest.
Bye.
All right. Welcome to That's a Thing, a sometimes belated, already outdated guide to your teens, tweens, and everything under 20. I'm Karen.
I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm the guest star on this garbage meme show.
That's not what you're supposed to say. You're supposed to say, I'm John.
I am an artist. You need to give me space to spread my wings.